Yeah, what up, what up, what up? This is the Bitch Killer on Fuck Outta Here podcast. Yo, check me out. Yo, man, I want to come here and talk about this this Megyn Kelly and that Putin interview. Basically, like, she was just like hitting them with fake news. He's saying, no, shit's not real, shit's fake, blah, 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 this and that. You know what I'm saying? And she's still going on. Dude's getting irritated. Putin's getting irritated. Like, oh, my God. Like throw this bitch in the prison. Throw her in the prison or something. Like, he's just giving her that look. Like throw her in the cell. Throw her in the dungeon. Like, he's just giving her that look, that type of look. Like, he's just irritated with it, like, telling her, like, yo, all that shit is fake. Like, all that shit you talking about is fake. Like, I don't understand why you keep on going with this fake news shit, and you just keep going and keep going. And, yo, he's, like, telling her, like basically, like, if yous are worried about people interfering in your political system, but y'all do the same thing in other people's like political whatever system, like America does that and gets involved in everybody else's. So when somebody gets involved and y'all, not saying that he's getting involved in like y'all shit, but like, or in our shit, because, you know, whatever. Like, but I'm just analyzing it and breaking it down and, you know, translating it. Like, all right, because it's the hood translator and the hood analyzer. That's one person, that's me, all right? I'm the hood analyst, but I'm translating it for you. All right, that makes, you know, just so y'all could understand. All right, so he's basically saying all that shit is fake news, all that shit is bullshit, and you're gonna sit here and ask me this shit? A fucking one of the world leaders, you're gonna sit here and ask me all this fake news or something that he met somebody, like, by just sitting down at the same table with them? Like, he didn't really know them. Like, he said he basically knew her more. Like, he knew her more. Like, because he actually spent a day with her, got to know her, sitting there talking to her, you know what I'm saying? Like, but then he just sat down at a table, didn't even interact, or, you know what I'm saying, just took a picture like a fucking famous person does. Like most people fucking do, take a picture with a famous person and say, and put like, yo, we working, son, we working. Nigga, you ain't working, you just seen a famous person, took a picture as a fan, and then now you on put it on your motherfucking thing and then say that you were like working with this person. Come on, stop it. Like, all right, let's stop right there. That's basically what he's saying is going on. People come there to do business there. Of course he's gonna, you know what I'm saying, check them out, see whatever their thing. But other than that, he's not like friends. He's considered everybody who does business over there friends. But it's not that he's like friends. They talk all the time or none of that shit. Like, he's not saying that. He's just saying that they just come over there to do business, and he encouraged other people to come over there to do business. It makes him money, it makes them money. What the fuck? Who's not gonna encourage that? We encourage that. We have other people work for us from their country, because, and it takes jobs away from us. But y'all ain't mad at the government, y'all mad at the Chinese people. Be mad at the fucking government, not the Chinese people. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. But he was basically talking about, like, all that shit is fake, all that shit is dumb. I don't know why you are asking me shit like this that makes no sense to even ask me. Like, you know, I'm doing like a quick rundown. I just did one and it fucking erased. So now I'm just doing like a quick rundown of it. So until I get better equipment, so please comment, rate, subscribe, so a nigga like me get better equipment so I could keep doing this and do longer fucking podcasts and do longer blogging. I probably could on the thing, but it would just take longer to download. So this way it's a little bit easier, but I could only do short podcasts. So comment, rate, subscribe, help a motherfucker out, help me get to where I'm trying to go to, so I could help y'all get where y'all trying to go to, and then we can help each other get to where we're trying to go to, so we can all elevate in the game and not all be stuck on the same level 5 years from now. Yo, but basically she's hitting him with all the fake shit. He's like, whatever, like he's getting pissed. He's like, you can hear this motherfuckers huffing and puffing, like, yo, what the hell is she talking about? Like, why are we even talking about this dumb shit? Like, he doesn't understand. He's like, this ain't even real news. Like, what you're talking about is not even real. Like, and yo, go check it out on Russia's, what is it called? Wait, I want to make sure I give you the right shit, because, you know what I'm saying, I want to give you the Russia's Insider on YouTube. Go check it out, Russia Insider on YouTube. Go check it out. He has the interview on there. Like, I'm not giving no shout out to no, like, CNN or none of that shit. Oh, I just did, my bad. But, man, fuck them. Fuck their fake news. They be doing fake news. Like, you watch, people who watch that shit, you believe that shit is dumb. All them, NBC, all them, they just spit fake news. CNN, fake news. Fake news. Like, people care about the dumb shit. It's like I say to my friends, like, yo, these days people care not about the music, because they're not talking about the bars, they're not talking about the beats, they're not talking about nothing about the music. They're talking about what the person's doing. Oh, you heard this person was in the fight, or you heard this person beat up his girlfriend, or you heard this person is doing this, or you heard Kanye West had his head on the sign, or you heard this, and you heard he ranted about this. Like, nobody's talking about the music. People are talking about the people's personal life, which is fucking corny, which is whack, which is why hip-hop is gonna fade away, just like rock and roll, if something does not go down. Lately, it looks like the lyrical shit is coming back, but people do something, and it's not the motherfucking, don't blame it on the motherfucking people who making the music you don't like. Don't blame it on them. Blame it on yourself, because obviously you're not making good music to back the shit up, because a great song is a great song. It doesn't matter if it's backed by anybody or not. Being backed by a company does help, don't get me wrong. Being backed by a machine probably does help, don't get me wrong. But I'm not gonna go all the way into that, because, but there are, like, great songs that just make it on their own. As long as the right people can hear them, as long as you keep on doing the work and do your own work. Hard work does pay off. So, fuck when people tell you shit. If people don't believe in you, so what? If people think you're not, think so what? As long as you just keep doing what you're doing, and eventually you might find your way. But just keep doing what you're doing, like, and don't let what people tell you discourage you. But getting back to this Putin and Megyn Kelly, like, Megyn Kelly, to me, she is a person that will ask a question, and then when you give her an answer, she will veer off, like, making it seem like she's asking you, like, something that has to do with that situation, but is really, like, veering off to, like, another point, because she's just trying to get, like, a rise out of you, or she's just trying to get you to say something that even if he was lying, he's not gonna say in the interview to thing. He's been doing this for years and years and years. You're more brand new to it, so what the hell you think you're gonna do, because you feel she's smart? She's not smart. She just asks dumb ass questions that people think are smart questions, but they're not, because, oh, they're smart questions because that's what the internet's saying. The internet always says dumb shit. The internet always makes shit up. There's always conspiracies going on. There's so many conspiracies that there's actually real ones being fucking engulfed by fake ones, that now even the real ones seem fake. Like, if you could understand that, you can. If you can't, then oh well. I can't guide you. I can't guide you then. I'm just trying to put out information that I think people need to know. Like, and I'm just, you know, analyzing situations and then translating it back to you. But she's basically going on about fake stuff that he's like, yo, it's not real shit. All that shit's probably made up on Facebook. I don't understand why people believe shit on Facebook. You can't believe shit on Facebook. Facebook is the fakest place on the fucking planet internet. Things like, people are not who they say they are. People want to be popular on Facebook. That's what Facebook is for, to me. It's to feel popular, to feel like you want people in your business, but then you don't want people in your business, which makes no fucking sense to me. People post shit, everybody can read it, and then they'll be like, why are you in my business? Why you post that shit on Facebook? Can you tell me? Like, come on now. Like, that's why Facebook, I just go on there once in a while, not really. Like, people hit me up on Facebook, like family and stuff, but I don't be really on Facebook like that. So if you hear from me once in a while, it's because I don't be on Facebook like that. Facebook will get you caught up and making you feel like it's something that it's not. Likes don't make you famous, people. And Facebook is not even really a good networking tool. Not to me, Twitter is. And anyway, so she keeps on asking him questions about stuff that's not true, and he's like, keep on telling her, like, oh my God, like, no, all that shit is made up. Like, why would he fucking care who the fuck is in the fucking office? Why would he care if no matter what, the person that is in the office is gonna follow the same guidelines and rules that America has? It's not like the rules can change. So it wouldn't benefit anybody from the outside to really control who's gonna become president, because there's just certain rules and guidelines that America goes by that, you know, the president can't really change or thing. So to him, he said it's pointless. I'm just saying what he said. I'm just breaking it down of what he said, like, from, you know what I'm saying, I watched the interview like 2 times. And what else was, like, and I remember, like, her last question was actually a good question. I think it was something like, so being a president for so long, how does that affect you? And, like, that question was a fucking dope fucking question for a fucking journalist to fucking ask somebody who's been in power for so long. And then, but in the beginning, you asking all these dumb ass questions. Like, what? I don't understand that shit. That's, like, in that one question, I can see why people say you're so smart. But if you lead by the internet, by the conspiracy shit that comes off on the internet, if you lead with that, if that's your main fucking questions to ask because you want to go viral on the internet, because you want to go thing, like, that's gonna maybe go viral, but you're not gonna last long. Your integrity, if people have respect for you, they're not gonna have respect for you. Like, keep it real, keep it honest. Like, people don't know how to keep it real, so I shouldn't say that. Just keep it honest. Like, if you're gonna ask a person a question, I think you should just tell them, like, look, I'm gonna ask hard questions, I'm gonna ask easy questions. Like, don't bullshit, don't beat around the bush, don't do none of that. Now, like I always say before, stay focused, stay going straight forward, and let the haters hate. And I just wanted to come on and talk to y'all about that. And tell me what you think. Comment, rate, subscribe. Follow me on YouTube. Follow me on Twitter. Let me know what you think about this podcast. And let me know what you think about Megyn Kelly and Putin interview. Let me know what you think. What's your outlook on it? And and what you can translate from the situation. So shout out to y'all. Shout out for y'all for following. Shout out for y'all for subscribing. Let's go. Fuck out of here, nigga.